Hello, and welcome to the Notary Gem Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing ideas, strategies, and techniques to help grow your business and improve your life. Now, with more than one decade of business experience, your host, Renee Detman, the Notary Gem.
Hey, you guys, this is Miss Renee again, coming to you live to talk about some of the things that we should definitely be checking off for the previous year. And it's just making sure that we reconcile and we prepare very well to end 2021. As we're currently in 2022, it's so important to take care of your front office. And a little bit personal, I wanted to tell you, over the last 14 days, I have been working tirelessly to take care of my front office and my notary business. And what that has caused is a twitch in my eye, right? And by that, it meant to me of going to the doctor is that I am really overworking myself at the computer. If this is you, this message is going to give you some notary gems. If this is not you, be cautious. So as notaries, we read for a living, correct? And so what that means is we are at the computer if we're not at our client house, right? If we're not at our client house, we're on the road driving to the next location. We spend time on the computer looking at documents, printing, answering emails, putting in invoices, reconciling, making sure that we post the checks that we receive. And if you're not doing all of that, this podcast is for you and you only, right? But if you're doing that, I highly recommend you to look into blue light blocking glasses, right? I typically don't need to use glasses to see. My vision is 20/20 vision, which is pretty good, I would say, or close to it. But one of the things that kind of scare me is when I kind of lose out on some of my senses, right? Your ability to see, your ability to hear, your ability to smell, your ability to touch, right? These are so important. Your ability to eat. I totally freak out, right? So when my eye was like twitching, it to me meant like I may possibly need glasses, and nothing's wrong with that, right? But it meant that I was doing what I was supposed to do, which is tirelessly working my front office of my business, because a business cannot succeed if you don't have financial literacy. A business cannot grow if you're not taking care of your numbers. If you do not know your numbers, you cannot continue to grow. You got to take care of your front office and also your back office. So what is this front office? Making sure that you're maximizing everything that you can before you go on to your first order or your second order of the day or your third order of the day. So utilizing accounting systems that are out there, Notary Gadget, Notary Assist, VinBooks, and QuickBooks, any of these accounting systems takes data entry, takes work. If it's not entering the receipts that you have because you just purchased toner, you purchased more paper, you got that check in the mail after 30 days. You have to make sure that you record it. So therefore, you can really look at what companies that owe you in order for you to communicate with companies that hasn't really reached out to you or gave you an order. You have to have a record. And I really do share a lot about this process, knowing my credibility of being a corporate accountant that specializes in taxation and been doing accounting for the last 10 plus years and have my master's. I have over the years helped companies grow before I even had my own company, right? And grow means I worked with several startup companies. So when I got into the industry being a notary, it was a little bit cutting the learning curve for myself, right? And I do apologize, you guys, if some of my pronunciation is not on point. It's because I've been going through a lot with my speech impediment, okay? So I think that the things that I say are always going to make sense. It's just what is the audience that I'm speaking to, if you understand where I'm coming from. So if you're a new audience, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I've been on my own since I was 15. I left my home when I was 13. And I went to college at 17. And I've been in school and a student for the rest of my life. And I have my master's degree. I've been into multiple master's programs, over two master's programs before. And I have a really great educational background. But do know that in order to be a notary, you don't have to have a degree. But you do have to have financial literacy. So financial literacy is making sure that we're not just saying, hey, based off of what I know, I made $10,000, but what is your true net, right? What is the true net that you actually have when you minus all of the expenses that you had to carry to make the $10,000? The gas, the car maintenance, the cases of paper, the two toners that you probably did, your cell phone bill, right? A lot of different systems that you have to take into account. So learning what your true net is so important. So I want to really stress a couple things that really going to make sense. Because I am Miss Notary Consultant, the person that makes sense, right? Reinventing the wheel, okay? So walk with me as I go. So number one, to be a successful notary and taking care of your front office is pretty much knowing that you have to have endurance in this business. If you're in this business trying to make a quick dollar and get in while it's good and get out, this message is not for you, because I really want to talk to those that look at notary as a career and bring the corporate side to notary to be successful in the industry. And endurance is so important. And endurance is making sure that you can keep up with that same momentum, that it's not going to die, right? It's a long-term game. It's not a short-term game. And you have to always, always continue to take care of your front office, right? Number two, to be really successful in your front office, you gotta have an accounting system. I'm really advanced in Excel myself. I know pivot tables, I know VLOOKUPs, and you're pretty much like, what are you talking about, Miss Renee, right? I'm talking about, even though I know Excel, there's certain things that you have to be able to do, and sometimes softwares and systems such as QuickBooks, such as Notary Gadget, Notary Sys can do that for us with just a click of a button. And I highly encourage it. So if you're going to start off the year right in your notary business, we're in the month of January of 2022, let's invest. And the fraction of the cost, I teach all the time to my students who are successful or who are beginning. In order to be a high revenue achieving notary, or whoever is trying to be that sustainable notary, you can't succeed without the foundation of understanding that financial literacy starts with doing the things that You weren't taught in school, right? In school, we weren't taught how to write a check. We weren't taught how to look at our bank statement. We weren't taught credits and debits. We weren't taught how to keep a budget or a notary budget. So these things may be hard. Number three is a notary budget. What do you have to budget every month to be on top? How many cases of paper you have to maintain? How many toners do you have to maintain? What subscriptions to run do you have to? So if you have a professional email, that's $6 if you're on Google Workspace. That's a subscription. If you have Notary Gadget or Notary Assist every month, that's under $10. So what does it take to maintain your business that you're going to have to run? And is it in your budget of your success? Okay. Right there, I was able to hit on so much great things. And I wanted to hit on just what makes sense. So those are the three things that I really want you to take away with taking care of your front office, maintaining. Are you setting up time in the morning before you get your first phone call, before you wake up your baby, before someone needs anything out of you, your mother calling you, your husband calling you, your partner calling you, right? Your wife is demanding attention. If you get up, I promise you, before everyone get up, you're able to be a successful and sustainable and a high revenue generating notary. If you're doing this by the wayside, this message may not be for you. But let's start 2022 off the right way and be so successful, okay? And success start with making changes, doing things the right way, and doing things that make sense. I know that a lot of notaries like, well, I want to make sure I get more orders. How do I get more orders? What is the recipe? How do I get it? If I'm not making orders, I can't be a high revenue achieving notary. So what's the secret, Miss Renee? And I go back and I tell them the same exact thing. When you apply to that application, did you follow up? When you sent out that welcome email, did you follow up or did you just try? And they didn't reply, right? We got to make sure that we do more than just try. You have to execute and succeed. Try to execute. We have to push you further than your comfort zone in order to be a great notary. We see so many testimonies on YouTube of notary success. But what they're not telling you is how they reach this success is they pushed through their comfort zone. They did things that they didn't want to do. They straightened up, right? Once you get past comfort, growth happens. And if you don't want to take care of your front office, you're all over the place, then you got to push through it because you won't know your numbers. And being an entrepreneur is all about knowing your numbers, right? So I wanted to really talk to you guys about 1099s are coming close to us. Meaning, if this is new for you being an entrepreneur, January 31st of every year, all of your vendors, all of your customers, all title company signing services are responsible for sending you a 1099. And what that is if you worked for corporate before, or if you worked in some type of corporate concept, that's this similar to a W-2, but as an entrepreneur, we get 1099s. And we are not tax on the money if you choose to opt out based off Publication 17. So in order for you to do that, you got to track how many notarial acts you had. On top of, make sure before you do your taxes that you have the 1099 that they sent you. So I highly recommend doing your taxes as early as February the 15th and no day before. So you're make sure that if they sent it via email, you're tracking it. If you have Notary Gadget, you can literally pull down a report, 1099s, anyone paid you over $600, you can literally reach out to them and say, I haven't received my 1099. If it's under $600, you still got to file because you don't want to avoid taxation, right? And be avoidance, but you don't have to coordinate the EIN number that they were giving you in the employee. I hope this message was very successful because as I told you earlier in the podcast, my eye was twitching, right? It was doing that because I was working so tirelessly for the last 2 weeks, making sure that I am compliance with the IRS to make sure that notaries get their 1099 if they work for my signing service. Right? And for me to make sure that they have what they need. So I got to spend more time in my front office than I have ever done. So some of the terminology that I really want everyone to know with financial literacy, being an entrepreneur. Month end close is the last month of the year. I mean, month end close is the last month of the month. What that means is you need to set up some type of structure to make sure that your checks and balances are in order. Quarter end close is every 3 months. So January, February, March. That's the end of March is when the first quarter of the year. In order for you to be a successful entrepreneur in the notary industry, you got to know your numbers. Are you even evaluating your prior quarter and making sure that you hit your numbers? So in other words, from January all the way to March and April all the way to June, are you comparing quarter to quarter how successful you were? If you drop the ball, how are you going to pick back up and keep going forward? How are you going to stay in the game and definitely create some endurance because you're here for the long run. After month end close, we have quarter end close, and then we have year end close. Right now we're experiencing year end close, and that's the purpose of this message, is to get your front office together because year end close started December the 31st. And it takes preparation, especially if you're a LLC, you got to prepare for filing your taxes. If you're a sole proprietorship LLC, a single member LLC, you got to file your taxes before April the 15th on your Schedule C. And if not, and you're a corporate, an S corporation, by March the 15th, you gotta file your business taxes. If you want to learn more about this, feel free to contact me. Feel free to message me. I would love to talk about taking care of your front office. So if you're listening here and you think that this was something that was just for helpful, share some love. Let me know. Text me personally, my personal number, 213-318-3033. I repeat, 213-318-3033. Text the word front office, and I'd love to schedule some time to talk about it on a more intimate basis. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on The Notary Gems with Ruth. Renee Dimon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Notary Gem podcast. To learn more about becoming a notary entrepreneur or to find out how Renee can help you achieve your business goals, visit her social media pages or email her at info@msnotaryconsultant.com or visit her website, msnotaryconsultant.com.